This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are joined by Mr. William Pohan, a psychotherapist registered with the British Association for Counseling and Psychotherapy. He practices integrative therapy and specializes in the treatment of depression, anxiety, problems of self-esteem and confidence, and substance abuse. He is also the author of an interactive and instructive new book, which is Running with Mindfulness. Mr. Pohan, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
And we certainly do appreciate your time. So for starters, tell us what prompted you to write this book.
Well, I wanted to share, I suppose, you know, they say we all have a book in us. Well, I wanted to share an incredible, powerful experience, something that I learned, something that I made my life's work. Dynamic running therapy. It's a strategy, a technique, a method, a very simple way of finding your way through difficult times in your life using running. And also, it's got guides in the book just showing you how to enjoy running, how to get running, how to do mindful running and mindful walking, running with your kids. There's lots in there.
Now, Mr. Pohan, dynamic running therapy, or DRT, takes us outside into nature and gets us moving. As a therapy, why is that so effective?
Well, it works on several different levels. For a start, I think that depression and many of the things that we end up in therapy for can be understood as a kind of stuckness, right? We're going there to try and get help with something. We want a movement. We want something to change or ease up. And so I believe by getting out and getting moving, we actually sort of embody a process of change, which, although it's happening on a bodily level, also trickles down and happens on an emotional level. And then secondly, I think that all of the biology that comes at you from outside, the smells, the senses, the microbiology from the plants and soil, all of that research shows is good for your mental health. And thirdly, the sense of getting from A to B gives you a tactile, trackable sense of progress that you can measure. And that sense of confidence and momentum you get from that, I think, really helps you get on top of whatever it is that's happening in your life.
If you would, could you explain the role mindfulness plays in this therapy?
So mindfulness plays, the book has just, as I mentioned before, it has straight up mindful walking and mindful running in it. And then it's the therapy piece in the book too, specific programs for depression, anxiety, and a few other things. Mindfulness plays a part in the latter part of the book by a process I call the grounding process, which is an optional beginning of every session that you can have if you have time, if you're feeling like it. And it's a four-step process, the grounding process. It sees you focusing on what's happening emotionally in the moment, what's happening in your body in the moment, what you can sense around you. So that's bringing in your smells and your hearing. And then finally, the fourth part is, what in this very moment do I want to address? What feels important to me? So it's a way of becoming present to where we are and what we want.
Does DRT really work for clinical cases of depression and anxiety, and can this be done in place of medication?
Oh, I'm glad to hear you ask that question, because I think it's an important one. You know, I'm from my own personal experience, I'm a huge believer in medication. So I always say to my clients or anybody else that asks me, yeah, there's a place for medication out there. I would never suggest that people replace psychotherapy, but replace medication with psychotherapy. They need to be considered hand in hand, or when one is finished, you might begin the other one. Specifically to your question, I would say that if somebody rings me up or buys my book, I consider them already in a place where it's worth giving it a go, because you already have to be fairly motivated and fairly capable to consider it. I think there's a place for it. I know that with clinical depression, it's tough to get up and get out, and that's what I'm asking people to do. So that's all the more reason to stay on the medication. Does that answer your question?
It certainly does, and much appreciated. Today we are joined by Mr. Pullen, a psychotherapist registered with the British Association for Counseling and Psychotherapy. He is also the author of an interactive and instructive new book, Running with Mindfulness, here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Pullen, do you have other materials to go along with the book, such as an app, etc.?
Yes, there's an app also by the same name, Dynamic Running Therapy, which does similar things. You know, I ask even the people that use the app, I ask those people to, part of the program on the app is note-taking, which you can take on the app or you can write in your journal. And just as the book we've been talking about has pages for writing in the journal, so the app is going to need that too. So it just depends on what you prefer to use. Some people prefer a book and writing in a book, and some people prefer technology and recording things and then writing it in a book. So, yep, there's an app. Try whichever you prefer is my advice.
Always nice to have alternative options. Good stuff there. Now, what if you're not in any shape to go running? Talk to us about this.
Well, as I mentioned, walking is just fine. What I want to see happen, where I think the meat on the bone is the way you're going to get something out of this, is just by committing yourself to it, both mentally, emotionally, and bodily. And the bodily part means that you have to get out there and get going a little bit. And if all you can do is walk, just try to walk a little bit further or a little bit faster than you might otherwise. But if you can't walk at all, if that's your question, then I don't think DRT is for you.
Can you also talk about any success stories, people who have escaped cycles of stress or chronically low mood with this approach?
Well, I'm often asked that, and I think back to a particular client of mine who was very much stuck in his life, in a relationship that wasn't rewarding, in bad habits that weren't rewarding, and a work situation which wasn't. Everything felt stuck, and I think this is what DRT is best for, because he and I ran, we did our DRT, and by the way, most sessions are mostly walking, they're not all running, and I hasten to remind people of that with the book, is that it's not about running as fast as you can, it's not about getting fit. But with him, we got moving, and I think the process of feeling a bit fitter and addressing with his body what was going on, the stuckness that was happening in his life, helped loosen everything up. And within a year, maybe less, his life was completely different. He'd started a new relationship, his work had changed, he'd given up smoking. It was revolutionary for him.
And that is certainly outstanding to hear there in those regards. Now, is this program just for adults? Is there any way to extend it to families dealing with children or teenagers?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's one of the bits I'm proudest about, is a program in the book for running with family. Nothing makes me happier than when I see parents, a whole family running, whether they're youngsters or teenagers. I just love seeing it. I love watching fathers with sons, daughters with mothers with daughters, and then a whole family. It all works for me. And there's a program in the book which describes techniques for getting run with your kids, how to make it more fun for them, and also subjects, how questions, example questions you can use at the right moment to ask them to create a stronger bond. And you know, the part of the magic with this is that, you know, teenagers and young people can feel kind of intimidated when they're put on the spot. They can feel defensive. If you catch them while they're running, quite often their attention is taken by something else, by the run, by the trees they're running past, etc. And they find it much easier to talk when they're not facing off to you and feeling that bodily defensiveness. So most definitely there is a lot in that book about running with kids, and I'd love to see everybody doing it, particularly in this age where kids need to learn how to be more empathic and get off computer games, and parents could do the same, getting off their phones. It's it's good for everybody, and it's good for the physical health too, isn't it?
It certainly sounds like it is. Mr. Poen, certainly has been great to have had you, and this is phenomenal news to hear about this therapy and how you're seeing great success with the method. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip in these regards?
Most definitely, and this has been the big takeaway of my life, is one step at a time, and anything's possible. Many people will be thinking that they feel insurmountably depressed or run down or bankrupt or whatever it may be, and feel like there's no way they can get out and address this stuff. And what I want to say to them is just take one or two steps, quite literally. If that's all you can do, begin with one step. Walk out your house, take one step. The next day, take two steps. Add a step on, or 100 meters or 10 meters each day or every other day, whenever you're going. And you may find yourself, as I did, much to my surprise, running a marathon, either figuratively or metaphorically.
Mr. Poen, before you go, where can listeners not only get more information on your book, Running with Mindfulness, but how could one be in direct contact with you as well?
Well, they can find that on Amazon. They can find it in most good bookstores. I'm on Twitter, Pullen Therapy, and they can find me on Facebook and all that good stuff. William Pullen, you'll find me.
Again, Mr. Poen, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on the Health Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
We have been speaking with Mr. William Poen, a psychotherapist registered with the British Association for Counseling and Psychotherapy. He is also the author of an interactive and instructive new book, Running with Mindfulness. And to learn more, visit WilliamPoenPsychotherapist.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.